Hello, 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 mamas, and welcome to another episode of Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven, brought to you by Alana Song. I am Angela Presley, your host of the show. Today, it's just me. Today, I've just been thinking about you guys. I've been just on Facebook a little bit more than I usually am. I usually post and do what I have to do, say what I have to say, and then I'm pretty much done with it. I'm not much for scrolling social media, living on social media. That's not my thing. But I've really been thinking about you mamas, just going through what I go through as a mama. You've just been heavy on my mind. Heavy on my mind. We just got through, for me, Alana's birthday, the date she moved to heaven, and then the day of her service. So that was a little... I'm still adjusting. I'll put it that way. It's something you never get used to. Some days are better than others. You know how this thing goes. You know how this goes. So I'm just getting through that, the end of August. And September, beginning of September. So I've been adjusting back to the month of September. I've just been kind of getting back in an adjustment. Now we are the beginning of October. And what do you know? There's National Daughters Day. Totally, totally missed that. I was a day late of posting that because I'm still recouping. I'm still adjusting. So I jump online to post a podcast, and everywhere I look, it's mamas posting their beautiful daughters. So, of course, that took my breath away for a couple of seconds, and I had to gather my thoughts and decide on a photo. That photos are big for me, huge for me, because I have trouble with coming to grips with I'm running out of photos. I'm wrapping my brain around that part, that I can only get up to 17. So whenever I go into my archives or just looking through photos, it's just a tad bit, not much, but just a tad bit of, okay, this is, you know, I don't know what she would look like at 21, 25. Alana just turned 25 in August. 25. You're always wondering what she would currently look like. So coming to grips with, okay, I got to go through the pictures and bracing myself with just 17. So I got through that. I found a picture. I have two beautiful daughters for National Daughters Day. So I found pictures of both my girls, and I posted my girls, and it was just a moment of just seeing them side by side. And, you know, they're, I tell Alana's sister all the time, she's your first friend. She's your first friend. Your sister is always your first friend. So I say that to her to encourage her that she is the one that was with Alana the most from start to finish. She was with Alana the most. So to see them, I love posting pictures of them together because it just brings a unity with me. It brings a unity with Alana's older sister. So I got done with that and I got the pictures up of National Mother's Day. Now I'm scrolling and I'm reading other moms posting their beautiful babies and all ages, just all over the world, all over the globe. I'm into a lot of private Facebook groups. So I get a lot of mamas that pop up on my page. And I also have thousands of mamas who are friends with me on my Facebook page. So I'm always getting pictures of moms and their babies. So as I'm reading, of course, we are going to have posts of moms who are just going through it. They're going through it about posting their daughters, and they're in heaven. They're no longer here with them to touch, to hold, to smell, all the good things that we do with our girls. So I just need to encourage you and say you're doing such a great job, even when it feels that you are not. You are doing such a great job. Your girls are cheering for you. And I say that often because I believe it from the bottom of my heart that our babies are cheering for us. I say that often. The very next day is National Sons Day. So I have a son, he's the oldest. So of course, I post my son for National Sons Day. I'm so proud of him. I couldn't ask for a better son. He's just wonderful. So is my girls. I couldn't ask for better girls. So again, the discouragement with the sons, not being able to do the same with your son. I need to let you moms know that you're doing great. I am encouraging you. And as I do this, I'm encouraging myself. We are going to do this thing. We're going to do it. We're going to find strength along the way. As we do this, we're going to look back and say, you know what? I've come a long way. In this walk, I have come a long way and I am proud of myself. I say that to myself often. I have come a long way from not being able to move for 3 months on my mother's couch to where I am today. So, you're doing great. Even when you feel that you're not, in those lonely times when all we have are pictures and videos and memories, that's what we're going to hold on to. That's exactly what we're going to hold on to get to the next second, the next minute, the next hour. And what I do, I always envision Alana having the best time ever because you know what? She is. She is. And I'm, as her mama, I don't want to be away from her. It's, you know, it's heart-wrenching. It's paralyzing at times. But I flip my thoughts. I flip my thoughts, and I know that she's having the most wonderful time. The most wonderful time. So I just needed to jump on and encourage you moms that we're gonna, you know, the holidays are coming up. So we're always getting hit. We're always getting hit. The birthdays, the holidays, the Angelversaries, the National Son Daughter Day. We're gonna get hit, whether we look left or right. We are going to get hit even on a regular day. You run into somebody. How many, you know, just general conversation? How many children do you have? Which is something that I hold my breath with. And I'm sure you hold your breath with because you know it's coming. You know it's coming just in general conversation. And I'm going to throw this out here. Maybe it will help a mama. The way that I address that question, I always say, I have three children because I do. One lives in heaven. You know, they'll get what I'm saying, and I'm still acknowledging I have Alana. I have three beautiful children, and Alana, my baby girl, she lives in heaven. And that's where it is. That's where it is. I don't have to go into anything deeper than that. Once you tell someone that, they should know. They should know that either you want to take it further and talk about your baby more, which is always wonderful, or they just get the hint and give their condolences, and we'll take either or. We will take either or. So yeah, just wanted to encourage. I also wanted to let you know I'm a big reader. I'm always reading. I'm soaking up. Me is always heaven, afterlife. It's always something with heaven on top of other books, but it's definitely something about heaven. This guy explains in this book, and I'm hoping that it will help us when we think about time and how much time it's been being away physically from our babies. It's I know you do it because I do it, and I hate that it's something that we have to do. We don't mean to, but we do. I'm always saying, okay, when was that? Was that before Alana moved to heaven or after Alana? I do not like that I have that I've trained my brain to go by that time frame. Yeah. I don't like that at all. We should not have to go by that kind of time frame. So I'm reading this book, and the author speaks on eternity. And this helped me so much, and I'm hoping it'll help you too. He says, imagine a, he called it a string or a rope. He called it some kind of string or rope in eternity. And as far as the planets and as far as your eye can see and as far as the worlds go, this rope is going. Our lives on this earth is a grain of sand on that rope. That just kind of blew me away. That kind of blew me away because we are here, even if I live to be 100. Even if I live to be 100 and it's been 40, 50 years since I've seen my Alana, once I get over to eternity, which has no time. This always helps me. Eternity has no time. So kind of keep your mind on this when you get discouraged and you, I know how it is, when you get down in the dumps because you want your baby so bad. Try to keep in mind that eternity has no time. So our lives, when our lives are over and we cross over into eternity, nothing but the time we spent on this green earth, on God's green earth, is like a grain of sand on this long rope that goes all throughout eternity. So that just helped me tremendously, because no matter if it's 10 years, 3 years, Alana moved to heaven when she was 17, 88, 102, 40, no matter what your time in years are here on earth, guess what? Once we cross over, it's like a grain of sand. Life is but a vapor. I'm sure many of you have heard that saying before. Life is but a vapor. Think of someone smoking a cigarette, or the vape thing that's out now for the young kids. They do this vape, they blow this smoke, and in seconds, this smoke clears the air. Compared to eternity, that's how long we are here on this earth. And that encourages me so much. So much, because it won't be long. It won't be long. And while we're here, we are going to find the purpose, do what we got to do to live the purpose. We are going to do as much as we can to enjoy, to live, to laugh, to love, because that's what Alana wants for her mama. That's what your baby wants for you. Again, we're going to have downtime. I have downtime. Like I said, holidays are coming up. I'm going to have to brace myself again. The empty chair syndrome, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey. And on a journey, it's not always going to be rainbows, butterflies, walks in the park, skipping, singing, laughing. This is a journey, and I'm coming to grips with, well, think about it this way. Before our children left us physically, we always had bad times. We always had to take the good with the bad. We always had to fight to get through the next obstacle, to climb the next mountain, to get to the top, because we're down in the valley. Like I tell my kids all the time, if it wasn't for the valley, we wouldn't enjoy the mountaintops. We wouldn't enjoy the mountaintops if it wasn't for the valleys. So it's a balance. And how are we going to balance it? How are we going to balance it? Yeah. So I could go on and on because my mind is always rotating. It's always rotating. I'm always flipping thoughts because it's deeper than what we can see. It's deeper than what we don't want to see because I just want Alana back. Bottom line, I just want Alana back. So now that I'm soul searching, finding the new me, you know what they say, the new you, after your baby has moved to heaven, you have to reinvent yourself. You're not who you used to be, and we miss the old us. So, soul searching and finding the new me and walking blindly on this path because there's moms who are further along in the journey than I am. And thank God, because I need somebody to hold on to. I need somebody to call on. I need somebody to listen to me cry. I need all of that. I need all of that. But I also have to say, okay, Angie, dig, dig. What does this mean? What am I supposed to be doing with my life now? What am I supposed to be learning from Alana being away from me? Who am I supposed to be helping? What's the purpose now? I thought I was going left on this journey, but guess what? I gotta go right. So now I have to maneuver and find a new roadmap, a new Google map to maneuver through this thing called life. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We might be broken. We might be scraped up. We might be bruised. But we're crossing the finish line. We are going to do it. And that's it. That's it. We're going to cry along the way, but we're also going to laugh and cheer along the way. So I just had to jump on. I just had to jump on for a few minutes because I totally, completely forgot about National Daughters and Sons Day. So if it shook me for a few minutes, I'm sure it shook a lot of you mamas out there. And I had to come on and connect. I had to come on and say, I'm here. I'm here. I'm riding my horse on this journey. I'm driving my car on this journey, just like you. And you're not alone. I'm not alone. You're not alone. And I've just been thinking about you. I've just been thinking about you all week. And I said, I gotta hop on and say some encouraging words. So here I am. I thank you for spending just a few minutes with me. I love it. I love getting on and just sharing. So I thank you. I will be in touch with you soon. I will have upcoming episodes. I'm so excited. I have just been letting the episodes roll. I see the numbers of downloads that are filling up. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. So this episode, like all episodes, are brought to you by Alana Song. If you'd like to support, go on, jump on the Angel Moms website. It's Alana Song Store, www.alanasongstore.com. Get you some angel merch. Get another mama some angel merch. Just love on each other. Just if you don't know what to say to an angel mom, jump on the store and send her something. And sometimes there's no words to be said. There's no words to be said. But just to send something knowing that, hey, I'm thinking about you. Yeah, yeah. Jump on the store, www.alanasong.com. You can Facebook, Alana Song. The website is there. Instagram, Pinterest. You can just jump on and find the store and purchase. If you are a mama, or if you know a mama who has a story that she wants to share, go ahead and DM me on Facebook or email me alanasong@gmail.com, and we will definitely get you set up and get you going for an interview. So that's it. That's it. I just want to thank you for joining me, and I just want to encourage you. So I will talk to you soon, mamas. Thank you.